Welcome to the Bloody Mary podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are doing another installment of
Fright Fight!
Yeah. But before we get into that, we just wanted to let you know that we do have an Amazon wish list. If you guys would like to support us, help us out a little bit. And the links will be in wherever you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So, and we greatly appreciate it.
Or wherever you're watching this.
Or wherever you're watching.
Yeah. So support if you want. So with Fright Fight, it's pretty simple but fun. We pair two horror movies or two horror franchises against each other, mano a mano, state the pros and cons of each, then decide which one we think is the winner and why.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. And with that, let's kick it off. So this Fright Fight, we're pitting Disturbing Behavior and The Faculty against each other.
Yes.
We thought these would be a great fit because they both came out in 1998, so around the same time. They're both sci-fi horror with similar themes of high schoolers fighting the authority figures. And they both have similar themes of something taking over the school and the students and or the teachers. And they're similar in many other ways. Yeah.
All right. So with that, let's kick it off.
Yeah. Let's jump into battle.
Let's Fright Fight it out.
Let's Fright Fight. we'll start with The Faculty. So The Faculty, if you haven't seen it, okay, spoilers for all these if you haven't seen them.
First of all, this was 1998.
Yeah, so this is
So if you haven't seen that.
73 years ago already. So come on, if you haven't seen these, go watch them.
Go watch them, but spoilers.
So The Faculty is about aliens take over the high school via body snatcher style, and only a group of mismatched students know the truth and can stop it. It was directed by Robert Rodriguez. Directed Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, Machete, and most recently he did some of the Mandalorian episodes.
That's awesome.
Screenplay by Kevin Williamson, who wrote Scream.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah. That great, fantastic film. That one sucks.
Our last Fright Fight loser.
Yeah, it was. And music by Marco Beltrami. So they have a lot of the Scream team here.
Yes.
And it's riding on the coattails of... Both of these are riding on the coattails of the revitalization of the teen slashers.
Right.
Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summers. And these came along and took a little sci-fi twist on the formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pros of The Faculty. Very Scream vibes in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Like definitely with the music by the same composer. You know, it's written by Kevin Williamson, who wrote Scream.
The dialogue. The flow of things, yeah, very much.
Yeah, and like I said, it's riding the success of the teen slasher revival, but going its own route. This is fun. It has a really cool cast. Elijah Wood, Jordana Brewster, Josh Hartnett, Femke Jensen, Robert Patrick, Terminator guy.
A whole bunch of people. They have a great cast in this.
Yeah.
Stellar 90s cast.
And the chemistry of the teens is really good.
It is.
Yeah.
They're a little, it's like sci-fi version of The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the plot is silly, but it's cool. It's entertaining to watch. I like the. It's filled with tributes to The Thing.
Oh, it is.
There was even like one more I picked up on when we just watched it a few days ago. Like the most glaring one is when they're doing the cocaine test.
Oh, right.
Like that's just straight from The Thing. Another one was when her head was severed.
And then crawling across
the crawling head. That's from The Thing. But the one I picked up on when John Stewart, the science teacher, when he turns into an alien thing, the sound that comes out of his mouth is the sound of the aliens in The Thing.
Oh,
or really similar to it. It's like,
whatever.
That's what they sounded like. Yeah. It's got an alien babe that's naked towards the end, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like she's got shadowy tits, but you could still see the, you know. That was pretty awesome.
No man butt or anything though.
Yeah, I like the shadow of the alien when she was walking. There's this cool shot of her naked body walking, and then her shadow is like
of all the tentacles,
the alien queen,
and everything. Yeah.
The doing drugs thing was pretty sweet. It was them doing cocaine, but not doing cocaine,
right?
Because it was just homemade drugs.
It was like homemade.
Yeah.
Walmart cocaine.
and I like it was doing coke but not doing coke, and it was again like your heroes are doing blow and winning. and using blow to kill the aliens is hilarious.
Hey, that's a theme for you, right?
Yeah, right? But you think about it, that's really funny that the weakness is, you know, homemade cocaine or homemade meth kills right. these aliens.
It sucks out the water yeah. or whatever.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe it could have been any powdery substance or it could be the chemicals that this kid just made, but I don't know. That was fun.
It was fun. I like that he had a whole like his own little mad yeah. scientist lab in his little garage. You know, he's a repeat senior yep. and he's over here like super smart, but you know, and he has his like, he has his lab rats. He's got a whole like fucking yeah. setup yeah. in there.
Yeah. And his whole like what loser vibe is just a front to sling drugs and porn. Right. But actually, why didn't they test flour or something on these things? Why was it just his drugs? Okay, never mind. We're thinking too much into it. It's a mesh of like different things, but it works. It's like a mesh of Body Snatchers and Scream and The Thing.
I feel like it's kind of a homage, right?
Homage. Yeah.
Of all of those things with a little sprinkle of The Breakfast Club, because it kind of is like misfits coming together. Different,
yeah. Yeah.
The jock, mm-hmm. the weird girl, you know, the yeah. nerdy kid, the popular girl.
Yeah.
Like.
And they all come together over a common goal. They all come together
to fight aliens.
Yeah. I like how the movie tells you what's going on. But it also has a whodunit factor because you don't know who the queen or the king alien is.
Right.
So it still has like that Scream, the fun part of, oh, who is it?
Right.
I can't really tell. I've seen this movie so many times if it's easy to figure out who it is. Like, I'd be curious if someone watched it now for the first time.
I'm trying to think back to when I saw it the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she's an alien?
Yeah.
I can't, but I, well, cause I
she's,
can't remember.
Because she's the new girl, and you don't expect, like, oh, the new girl that comes to town. Of right. course, it's going to be the killer.
That's too easy.
Yeah, right. So, I that was fun. So, I like that they had that in there. Like I said, the acting was all pretty solid.
The acting was great. Yeah. And I believe that's, like, Josh Hartnett's second movie ever. His first one being Halloween H2O. Mm. That was his movie debut. And then he went into The Faculty.
Yeah.
So he made some great choices.
His first two films are probably his best films he's ever made. No, he's done it some other.
He's
good
a really
things.
Great actor. I really enjoy watching him.
Yeah. Overall, it's just super entertaining.
It is super entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's, I love that, you know, they that they're like ready to fight the teacher when he like. The teacher's acting crazy, John Stewart. And
oh,
like,
you're the science teacher.
Yeah, yeah, and he like gets the paper chopper thing, and they're like, all right. And they're yeah. like, oh, shit, no, we all believe you now. Because yeah. at first they were all like, okay, sure, yeah, aliens yeah. taking over. All right, right, what have you been watching? Mm. What drugs are you on?
Yeah.
Your drug, sir, but.
That's funny. Yeah, oh, we can go into cons because that's a good segue to cons.
Yes.
Because I remember that moment watching it for the first time in the theater when they're all in the science room and Jon Stewart, and then he shoves a pen and then Josh Hartnett rips that blade off of the cutter, mm-hmm. and then the music's ramping up like dun da da da, and he's about to. And I was really, I remember seeing it when I was 18 years old. I was wanting like some like
more
splatter,
gore, yeah.
like you know, like him to lop the head off, but it would just stopped right there, and yeah. like oh, the coke killed him.
Well, the fingers, he cut his fingers.
Yeah, cut his fingers
he,
off.
All we got was finger cuts. Not a lot of blood,
yeah.
just tentacles.
I said probably like the biggest con of this is the digital effects don't hold up well at all.
No,
like
yeah.
the practical is always better. And like, for instance, Femke, the hot teacher's head.
Right.
All the tentacles were digital. It just looks like a cartoon.
Oh, it definitely
like,
does.
That one didn't hold up.
Her running away. And then her body trying to find itself.
Yeah, so there's definitely some of the practical. Some of them are okay, but the digital effects kind of suck now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the practical just would have been way better. Like, The Thing was all practical effects. Most of the scenes with Josh Hartnett and the hot teacher now are a little cringy.
Oh, yeah, super. Like, okay, yes, he's a repeat senior and he's probably 19, but still, he's still a kid. And he's like landed on hard. And she comes up before she was body snatched. She was very meek and like,
yeah,
stop selling drugs.
And then
he'd flirt with her and she'd be like,
yeah, she's like, you could use these condoms. They're Magnum. And right. She's like,
cherry flavored. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't do that. And then, like, when she gets body snatched, she's like, I'm tired of your shit, you little bitch. And yeah. then she's like, after they defeat the alien, she's waiting for him while he's playing football on the field. Like, oh, good job, honey. Like, yeah. Sorry, he's still a high school football player.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's 19. He's your teacher.
It's still weird. Yeah. So it goes from like him being really just inappropriate with the teacher, and then she becomes an alien. Then it's flipped where she's really inappropriate to him. And then when it's all said and done, after like he killed her, kind of lopped her head off as an alien, at the end she was fine.
Right.
And then they didn't say it, but it seemed like they were dating now.
Yeah, because after all that. I mean, she's in the stands watching him play football, people.
Yeah. It was
like,
so that's a little weird. When I was younger, I was like, oh yeah, hot teacher.
Well, yeah, when you're 18, you're like, fuck yeah, that's
but, hot. But now we're like as old as like the old teachers there now.
Yeah, can we just, I would like to say a con of this movie is the fact that we both were like, holy fuck, we're the teachers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the same age as B.B. Newworth was as the fucking principal.
And I was like the same age.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm like the same age as Robert Patrick and as the gym teacher. I'm actually a couple years older than he was in that. I'm like, oh no.
Right.
Oh no.
That was a con for me. Like,
definitely a con.
That was definitely like, oh my God, I'm old.
Yeah.
Now we're like, that's inappropriate with the teacher and the student.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And as a kid, you're like, oh, it's a hot teacher. That's
I
great.
Know. Yeah.
And now we're like, that is just wrong.
That's just inappropriate.
It's wrong and inappropriate.
Probably another thing, I don't know if it's a con, but it wasn't really explained well. I don't think anybody died. Right? So they did kill a couple teachers. Well, they didn't. When they became aliens, like one got shot in the head.
Yep. And she lived because they regenerated themselves, right?
No, she was no, because then she poured that powder all over her.
Oh, that's right. So they did kill it. They killed the principal.
But he cut off Famke's the hot teacher's head, and she put it back on. And then later, as a human, she was alive.
She was fine.
They could be all. I think they nobody died.
I think B.B. Newworth, the principal, died because they killed. They not only shot her in the head, but they also killed the alien being that would have regenerated her body.
Yeah, but see, the fact that I don't think that and you do means that it's confusing.
True.
Right. Like, I don't know if they really died or not.
Did they kill a bunch of people? Did they not kill a bunch of people?
I would have preferred a more expansive ending, I think, for this, for some reason. I don't know. It feels like it wrapped it up really quick.
I like that they literally killed the alien by climbing he climbed through the bleachers and hit the button so the bleachers were retracting and
yeah
then, like,
that was fun
that yeah. was fun and him like crawling through and like diving
but we're in cons now
or we are in cons
we're in cons right. You should have said that earlier
whoops
so
you know what con I don't like the GTO got destroyed his car
yeah everyone says that
that was a beautiful
but
car
who cares
I care.
You know what else got hurt? The bus. No one cares about the bus.
Fuck the bus.
Okay?
Those are expensive. The bus is not a beautiful.
Excuse me. Those are beautiful buses.
No. They're just pedestrian buses. Okay. That was a beautiful GTO. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying.
You're like, okay, all these people get killed, but oh no, the car.
Well, I mean.
So, anyways, one more con of this is the parents. I hate this in movies, and we're getting past it, I think, in horror movies culturally now. They're more are doing this, but the parents do not ever believe the kids.
Right.
Ever.
I fucking hate that.
And the main kid, Elijah Wood's parents, were like, what are you doing? What are you on? Are you on drugs? And then they go through, you're grounded, and then we're even taking your porn.
Are you on drugs? You literally saw an old lady with half her skull melted off in a closet.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, it was a resuscitated Annie. Are you on drugs? What are you taking?
Yeah.
Is it the porn? And they take his porn. They take his phone. Like, they take the phone.
Yeah.
Can't do. Like, that's just.
Yeah, like.
I'm sorry. Your straight A student kid comes to you and there's like, I'm seriously. This happened. If my kid was like, oh my God, I was in the fucking faculty closet and one of the teachers who was old, fell, she was naked, half her fucking head was caught, gone. Oh my God. I'd be like, all right, let's figure this out.
I know. I'd be like, I've seen this. Get the cocaine.
Get the cocaine. Get it. But we got this.
Anyways, that's the faculty, pros and cons of that.
Yes.
Let's move on to disturbing behavior.
All right. So disturbing behavior also has a pretty great 90s cast.
Yeah, it does.
And the director, what is his name?
David Nutter.
He does a lot of TV, right?
Yeah. He did like 15 episodes of X-Files. He's done Supernatural, Game of Thrones. So he's a really solid TV director.
Yeah. I thought it was directed really well. I know and when reading the trivia that they he shot a different move, you know, shot it different. And then the studio's like, well, you know, they get involved. But it was still pretty great.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy the cast. We got James Marsden, who we talked about this, who looks 40 no matter
what. Yeah.
Now he looks 20, even though he's almost 50.
Yeah.
Like, he's always looked the same age. He just doesn't age.
Yeah, he's like perpetually 40-something.
Right.
Even in this, when he was like 24 playing an 18-year-old whatever, but he looked like he was 40.
Right. And now he's like, wait, you're almost 50?
Yeah.
So, Katie Holmes.
Yeah, she was looking good in this.
Nick Stahl, who I really love as an actor.
Me too. I love him. He's I've always felt when I was younger, Nick Stahl was like one of those people that's my actor, and I would seek out his films like no one's seen these. I'd like go find his independent movies he did and be like, I bet no one's ever seen this, but I have.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stalk you, Nick Stahl. Okay, continue.
And we have William Sadler, who...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's probably my favorite part of this
me too.
Movie.
He's awesome.
And not that he's only in it for like a hot minute and little like memory flashbacks, but Ethan Embry, who I adore.
Yeah.
And was one of my favorite 90s actors as well. So they had a really great cast, too. And I really love the mad scientist. I love a good mad scientist movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get those very often, no, I feel like. They're a little sparse and in between. And I love the Stepford wife mind control type. That creeps me out.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's the same and we should do this and blah, blah, and we're all happy and everything's... I fucking hate that. That creeps me. That creeps me out. I'm sorry. Stop.
Yeah.
And then I thought the glitches were really fun. Like, when the... girl, because like they put that implant in, and then if they have sinful thoughts, then they like glitch out and they get like violent, or in her case she got violent with herself, and like that was really creepy. She comes out of the bathroom like with her boobs out. Yeah, she's like, oh, you're hot there, standing
we did
there.
Get you get we got some titty a little bit
there
of titty
a little bit
this.
Of titties yeah. And then she like her brain's like glitching, like this is wrong, and then she smashes her head into the mirror.
I think it only happened when they got horny.
Yeah, like sinful thoughts come up, and they're oh my God. And they're teenagers, so like they're always horny. Like, I don't know. Right? Like, of course, half of them are going to be angry all the time because they're fucking teenagers.
I really like the opening where, like, they're parked in the car, and then the dude is he's getting blown by the chick, and then he snaps her neck, and the cops show up, and then he grabs the gun and shoots one of the cops, and then the other cop's like, ugh.
All right, and then they just pull her out of the car, and then the one cop's like, okay, let's just calm down.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, I shouldn't have done that. He's like, I need my fluids. Because she's like trying to blow him or trying to have sex with him. And he's like, I have a big football game. I need my fluids.
I need my fluids. You can't take away my semen fluids.
My semen away from me because it helps me power through a football game.
That makes no sense.
It makes zero sense. But like, as soon as she starts sucking him off, he's like, then he glitches and just snaps her neck. That was fun.
Yeah.
Actually.
I like those.
And then, I thought the visually was really cool. I liked the darker.
They did a lot of night shots.
Yeah,
It looked like they did a lot of exterior nights for this film, more so than the faculty. The faculty is brighter. I think lot of stuff happens during the day.
The day,
and then your climax is the night.
Right.
And disturbing behavior. The majority of it is shot at night, I think, or at least half of it.
Most of it isn't in the daytime.
Yeah, yeah.
And the asylum part of it, I thought that was really creepy when they're like they go to the asylum and they find the daughter and she's like saying whatever, like the fairies, and then all the crazy people are like,
I thought
that was creepy to me.
I thought that was one that I would probably put in the con list. That one didn't creep me out. I thought it was pretty silly how they're in this dark asylum and they're all loose.
They're all
loose. You look over, one's bleeding, the other one's like, oh.
I think I would prefer it if it was a little more expanded on. They were in it for like a few minutes and then out. But I love the ending. I love that Gavin, the one person lives and he's mind controlled and he's out in the world, you know, like, hi kids, I'm your student teacher and I'm to, you know, he survived all that whole deal.
I remember the first time I saw it too in the theater, because you don't see who it is at first, you see the legs and the jacket. So I was like, oh yeah, that's where he went. But yeah, going back to William Sadler, he was really fun and he was the one who like save the day. He's the one who figured out how to hurt him.
Right.
He's the one who provided shelter for your main characters. Really, he was like the young unsung hero of the film.
And just his whole character, how he's like the town, they think that he's the town dummy.
Yeah.
That he's a moron. He's not smart. And really, he's super duper smart. And his whole thing was like, people do a lot of shit around you when they think you're dumb.
Yeah.
People let you see their real selves when they think you're a moron and don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, I'm the smartest person in the fucking room.
Yeah. I like that. I think it would have been interesting to hear like his backstory, but it's also kind of fun that you don't.
That you don't. Yeah. And his whole like rats, his whole mission was like, get rid of the rats. And his like,
yeah,
he bought these expensive rat traps and then he realizes, oh, they work on the kids.
Yeah, right.
Not the rats. Kind of the rats. Yeah. Different kind of rats. Yeah, yeah. But the kids.
And he Pied Piper. I like his line at the end. He's, teacher, leave them kids alone.
And then he drives off the cliff and all the kids go with it.
Yeah. Right. So do the faculty have like a one-liner at the end when like Elijah Wood like pins the alien? Because Disturbing Behavior has probably the best like final like, teacher, leave them kids alone.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't either.
So like, if they did, it wasn't memorable.
School's out, sucker. I'm just making that. That's what it is. Looks like you could use a little blow.
Boom. So let's get into the cons.
The cons of Disturbing Behavior. Yeah. Right.
So we talked about this, about the reveal of the mad scientist. It came a little early.
It was misplaced.
It was misplaced. It should have built up, ramped up a little more. And then when they were... Katie Holmes and the James Marsden character, when they were kidnapped and taken towards the end.
At the end.
Like, that should have been like, this is what's happening.
Yeah, it should have been a buildup because there's a mystery of, you don't know why these kids are acting the way they are.
Right.
And they should have, and then in the middle of the film or close to it, it's revealed to you that there's a scientist doing this to these kids. You should just saved it for the end.
Right.
And also at the very beginning, you see the town cop is in on whatever it is. And it also would have served the film better if that wasn't in there, if like he was revealed later on to be partnered with the doctor,
right?
And then you're like, then you can figure out, oh, okay, so that's how they're getting away with some of this stuff,
right? Because a lot of the kids, they glitch out because they're fucking hormonal teenagers.
Yeah
And like the one kid who I can't remember his name, but he was on CSI New York and he was Ghostfacers on Supernatural.
No idea.
He's like at a grocery store and he's seeing Katie Holmes and he just has
seeing her butt in her torso.
Just seen her butt in her torso and he's like, oh. And then he glitches out and he beats the shit out of two people for no reason. And then the cop's like, okay, let's just, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I would have liked that at the end. Like,
which if you didn't see the beginning part and then the cop's like, okay, calm down, then you might think, okay, well, he's just kind of doing his job. Maybe he's like, he knows him. But in the beginning, it's established that he's just a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
Right in the beginning, he watches him shoot his deputy, and then there's a dead girl in the car, and he's like, okay, we'll take care of this.
Yeah, so
they ran away.
some pacing issues for sure, and some character reveals that could have been saved for later.
And I would have liked a little bit more of James Marsden's character's backstory, a little fleshed out. Like, you get glimpses of like his brother committed suicide, and that's why they're here, but you only get like, why have those blips of his brother if you don't really get into why he, you know, the trauma that comes from that and why he's acting out and why he's doing that. You don't really get that.
I don't think Ethan Embry's part in it, those flashbacks were needed at all. I think you either leave it how it was, like vague, and you remove that, and you know, it's just your brother's dead, or you go into more detail if you have an actor like Ethan Embry, like use him for something.
Instead, we just get like flashes that are really quick, and that's strange. It. And then you're like, oh, he has a dead brother.
Yeah,
that was like, that felt wrong to me. It didn't felt fleshed out.
It feels like Disturbing Behavior is like dipping its toe into early 2000s editing. All the flashing. A lot of it worked, but some of it didn't, like that. Like those flashes.
It was like, either give me the backstory or like don't have it flash.
Yeah.
At all.
Backstory or just leave it vague into the imagination.
Another thing I did not like, that I have a huge beef with, was the mad scientist's mustache. Because at one, like the way it was, his, like at one point it was like, he doesn't have a mustache because of the way it's lit. It's
pretty thin.
It's thin and it's lighter hair. And I don't think it's his actual mustache. Like, he grew it himself, I don't think.
I have no idea.
But, and then it was like, oh, then there's a stash. And then you look and it doesn't look, I don't know. It really bothered me, that disappearing, reappearing stash.
Yeah, whoever was in, you know, wardrobe, or I mean, makeup, they should have at least, if he was going to have that, darkened it up a bit.
Yeah.
Because half of the lighting, it was just gone.
It was gone. And you're like, wait, didn't he have, wait, is it there? Is it not there? That really bothered me. And then another thing we talked about is, so when they're, he comes to the new school, Stevie, that's his character's name. When he comes to the new school and like Gavin's trying to give him the lay of the land and they're like segregated. They're like, over here is the jocks. And like you said, they're like all colored. It was
really exaggerated. Like all your cliques, like these are the jocks, and it was blue lit and they were all dressed in blue. And these are your grease heads and they're all in the same leather jacket.
Right, they all have leather jackets with studs on
them. And it's all lit the same. Yeah. So they did that with all the other groups too.
Yeah, that was like, is that really realistic? Like, yes, there are cliques, but like, no one all wears like, we wear is green because we're stoners.
The stoners had green, even like it was pretty silly.
All the metalheads, you have to have a leather jacket with studs on them.
That was very cartoony.
It was. That was a little much.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I didn't like the UV. The
albino
one.
Dude.
He was like, sometimes that character was a little too much.
Yeah, that he was a little cartoony too. Yeah. Now that I think about it, like, how did he talk?
Eat a man, like
he was weird. It was even worse than that. He was doing something different. It was like,
It was too cartoony for that tone, I think. And the adult, there are no adults whatsoever.
All this stuff's going on, like people are breaking cars in the middle of the day, no adults, all this stuff is happening in the school, kids are getting beat up.
All the kids leave.
No teachers, no adults.
No teachers, no adults. The family's like, oh, our students are, you know, they're having problems. And then they have the parents, a family meeting. The parents are like,
they don't care.
They have like, they're called the blue ribbons, the ones that are mind controlled, and they have a parent meeting or whatever. And the one parent was like, since he went to your retreat, he doesn't, basically like he's a dick to everyone else that's not a blue ribbon. Yeah. And the teacher's like, well, that just happened. No, like I sent my kid there to be better. And now, unless you have a blue ribbon, he's just an asshole to everyone else. Yeah. Like that's like, what are these parents like? Oh, parents in early 90s movies and like horror movies are just they irritate the shit out of me.
The movies, you know, thinking about it, they probably just cater to the mentality of the teenager of how you think your parents don't know anything and they're non-existent.
Right. That's true.
Yeah,
I get it. But now as a parent and like my kid's gonna be 20, like what the fuck?
Yeah. lack of parents, lack of parental authority or authority figures.
God.
Yeah.
The only real adult that they had on their side was the janitor guy.
Yeah.
Who saved the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, which one? Which can you guys guess which one we think is better than the other? So, what's the winner? Which one's the better film? The Faculty versus Disturbing Behavior.
All right, drum roll. I'm going to go with
The Faculty.
Yeah.
Well, we know you're going to go with. What do you mean?
I could have surprised you. I could have been like, I disagree. No, we agreed.
Yeah.
It's The Faculty.
Yeah, The Faculty, for sure.
I think it was funner. I think the pace, I think the dialogue, the acting was a little bit better. There wasn't some holes like there was in Disturbing Behavior.
Yeah, The Faculty is overall more entertaining than Disturbing Behavior. I like both these films a lot. Like, right. If The Faculty is like an 8, Disturbing Behavior is a 7.
Yeah, they're both great. And they're both, I've watched multiple times over because they are very entertaining.
I think the characters are more... more entertaining to watch in The Faculty.
Mm-hmm.
They mesh well together. Well, they do in Disturbing Behavior too. But there are just moments that drag in Disturbing Behavior too. There were a couple times where I was like going to my phone.
Right.
Type of thing. And then those pacing issues we talked about, they really kind of hurt the film.
They did. Yeah. And the little holes here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
In that one. But overall, they're both fun movies. But in this Fright Fight,
yeah,
The Faculty has not.
If you have to pick a winner, get out of here. It's The Faculty.
The Faculty.
The Faculty wins. Yeah.
So let us know your thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you like The Faculty better? Do you like Disturbing Behavior better? Do you think both of them suck?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. Do that. But yeah, the Faculty is the winner for sure. Any final thoughts on these movies? I want to see a sequel. I want to see The Faculty too.
The Faculty too, or even Disturbing Behavior. Disturbing Behavior opens it up for.
That's on the floor. That's dead. We're here right now. We're with faculty. We want to see the faculties.
Faculties.
Yeah. the faculties.
And Elijah Wood can come and save the day again.
They can all come back.
They could.
They can be old. They can be a teachers now. Elijah Wood and Josh Hartnett. They're the faculty. It could be like The Thing. It's happening again.
And they're like, okay, I will now be the science teacher.
And then Josh Hartnett's like, you thought I stopped making drugs, but, and then like, has this whole like warehouse filled with cocaine. I was preparing.
Just in case.
They decided to come back.
Wouldn't you? If you went through definitely. That as a teen,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, I'm going to be prepared because this could happen again.
Yeah. And you can have like Jordana Brewster like as an astronaut and she's up in space like, shh, they're coming. It could be like Fast 9.
Oh my God, shut up.
Because muscle cars, there's a connection. Jordana Brewster, muscle cars, Fast 9, space, The Faculty. Ooh, same world.
Oh my God, stop.
The Fast Faculty.
The Fast
Faculty and the Furious.
No. Fuck off.
Yes.
I will say that after watching these as a teen and as an adult, as a teenager, I've always wanted to, like, there was no, nothing happened. Like, I had to, like.
No aliens took over your school?
To team up with different people and do research and fight crime.
There were no mad scientists in your high school?
No mad scientists, no aliens, nothing.
I know. What the fuck?
God.
If someone that could sucks. Just like make us get into like horror adventures, that would be cool. But don't
oh my god,
us
that would
anything.
Be amazing.
Yeah, just make sure we live.
Like kind of like Westworld. Anyways, where they like you pay a ticket and then you go and you do the thing and then you come back out again.
Okay.
Someone make that happen so we can do that. Okay, thanks.
All right, let's just end it now. All right.
All right, our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
So are we. Drink in moderation and we'll see you next time.
These are strong today.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.